Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has learned White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is planning to resign next month. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Klain has been a top advisor to President Biden for decades, first in the Senate, then during his vice presidency, and now as president. A number of names have surfaced as possible replacements for Klain, including former White House COVID czar Jeff Zients and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Jen O'Malley Dillon.
Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, say they've arrested a woman who shot and killed her terminally ill husband in his hospital room this morning. Chief Jakari Young.
My hostage negotiators were able to establish a dialogue with the wife, and that dialogue lasted until approximately 3 p.m., where we were finally able to take her into custody.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's accepted an invitation from President Biden to meet to talk about raising the nation's debt ceiling. Megan Green is a senior fellow at Brown University.
If we were to actually go ahead and default on our debt, that would be catastrophic for U.S. and global markets, actually, and could push us into recession if we aren't already in one already. If we are in one already, it would add a financial crisis to what should otherwise be a short and shallow recession later this year.
Federal investigators are looking into the conduct of one of the nation's largest baby formula manufacturers. WWMT-TV's Ali Jennerjohn says they're trying to learn more about the product contamination that led to a factory shutdown in Michigan.
The Department of Justice is investigating Abbott Laboratories' infant formula plant in Sturgis. The plant was shut down for months last year after an FDA inspection found bacteria in several areas. Powdered infant formulas made at the plant were recalled, creating another hurdle for families struggling to get baby formula following supply chain issues.
Five police officers in Memphis have been fired. They were involved in a traffic stop arrest that may have led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Memphis police said on January 7th, Nichols tried to run away on foot after officers pulled him over for reckless driving. When he was eventually caught and arrested, he complained of shortness of breath. The 29-year-old died 3 days later in the hospital. His family claims he was brutally beaten. The police department said it will release the arrest footage next week. The FBI and Justice Department are also launching an investigation into Nichols' death.
After reaching only 75% of its recruiting goal in the last fiscal year, the Army says it's seeing signs things may turn around this year. It's already signed up 18,500 recruits and has another 13,000 in the pipeline. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Question your intention. Will you leave me here for dead? find a lot of darkness. None of this is all a dream. Shine a light on you, even though you're paying all your dues. Breaking down your own walls just to find a way to fall on the other side. Just another way to live your life. No amount of patience can erase the pain within. You're living all your lies, even though you're smiling through your time. Pieces from this war inside my head. If I question your intention, will you leave me here for dead? I'm not scared. All I know that the words don't come around. If I give it to you, I'll be
away the things I don't. even hope you're that I have left.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Kick it off this Saturday night with two from the lower fifth there. That is Hope. All My Beliefs, he poured that. Lower Fifth are playing tonight at the Red Rooster with the Mascot Theory. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr will be by here in a bit. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, good evening to you, sir.
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, Saturday night.
It's Saturday.
I'm disappointed that I'm missing the NFL playoffs right now, but it doesn't really matter because the Packers are not in
them. Yeah.
You got a team? You rooting for somebody?
Oh, I'm definitely going for the 49ers this year. Since, you know, the Packers are out of it, 49ers, and of course, in fantasy football, it all plays into it, right? I had Jalen Hurts, and Jalen got hurt at the end of the season there, and I needed a quarterback, and all of them were gone, and all of a sudden this guy, Brock Purdy, was the starting quarterback, and I thought, you know, he's got a lot of good receivers. Christian McCaffrey, which I also had, I picked him up, and he did pretty good for me. So
that fantasy football stuff drives me nuts, dude. I'm rooting for anybody, anybody out of the AFC, and anybody but the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, then you're rooting for the 49ers, Jimmy.
Yeah, I suppose I have to. But if the Niners go to the Super Bowl, which they have a pretty good chance to, I'm rooting for the other team.
That's yeah, but you got to admit, Brock Purdy is he's a pretty good story. I mean, the last person in the entire draft, and now he's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine if he won? Can you imagine the quarterback controversy they'll have next year?
Crazy.
Oh, it makes good stuff for the NFL.
It's a good storyline for sure. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight, as we do every week here on Max Inc. Radio. What's brewing?
Jimmy's. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology. Yes. We're going to be talking crazy weather.
Talk about the weather, dude.
Foul language. Blame it on Kane. Sam and Steve, they're coming in from Milwaukee to play a few songs here in the studio, actually. So it's going to be pretty neat. And that's going to go at just after 7, 7:30.
Yeah.
And then Devil's Lair, we have After August. They're going to be coming in, Greg and Bob, and we're going to be playing tracks off their new album and talking about that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
We are broadcasting basically statewide here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we have to welcome a brand new station. I'm very excited about this, too. A new audience, 97.9 WGBW up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Titletown, USA, Rocker.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy.
I'm excited. And you know what? When Oshkosh came on board, I was equally, because there's a huge music scene in that Fox Valley area, from Green Bay's Appleton,
huge.
Oshkosh, down to Fond du Lac.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty crazy.
And all the way to Milwaukee, right? You know, right up the lake, all the way to Green Bay.
Absolutely.
And Green Bay is the third largest city in the state. And so it's pretty cool. We got a new studio going in there up on Washington Avenue, I believe that is, in Green Bay, right on the Fox River, Jimmy. Mm. And it's called the City Deck back there. And I was looking at some flybys on stock images. And it's just an amazing place. Green Bay is really a city that is aspiring to be great. They have a great football team already.
Yes, they do.
But what they're doing down on the City Deck there, I think there's going to be some cool things happening in the future. And, you know, Civic Media is going to be right up there at the heart of it.
I was just going to say, you know, they have a great football team, Green Bay. Now they have a great local music show that supports local independent artists.
That's right.
From around Wisconsin. And if you're listening to the Fox Valley area, please get a hold of us. Hit Rocker or me up on Facebook, Max Inc. Radio up on Facebook. You can send your music to maxincradio@gmail.com. And we'd love to consider your music for on-air playback, get you in for an interview, maybe live in the Devil's Lair. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, Rocker. Okay, Maggie Shays on the way. Another band that I can't say the real name of, but I almost read it, Rocker. It would have been a disaster. That's why the pause. But we'll do some Cribs Hitter
in a little bit here too. Right now, Lucky Vita, his latest one, he's not doing so well. We wish him well. Get well, Lucky, all right? That's hugs to you, man. This is his last single called Unfaithful. Maxine Pradio.
Maybe I should apologize for dreaming too much. Maybe I should say sorry for reaching the stars. I only wanted to do something, 'cause you weren't there. I only wanted to feel something, 'cause you weren't there. I never thought I could reach the stars. I never thought any of this would get far. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. Boy, then you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. But you were unfaithful. Could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. I gave you everything. Unfaithful. And now you want to kiss goodbye. For breaking my trust. Baby, you should say sorry for going too far. You only wanted to touch his fire, 'cause he's right there. You only wanted to keep me quiet, like a child, you're too scared. But you were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. I gave you everything. Said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. What kind of man puts a ring on my finger and tells me he loves me, he loves me? But boy, you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. But you were unfaithful. Every time I told you I loved you, I loved you, you were. How could you let me lie? Unfaithful.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
orangey sunset, waking up to the smells of you, getting high on habanero gummies, getting high to chase away the booze. If she loves me, it's not by much. She barely loves me. I could go off, but do I have enough to hold on? But the rift is huge.
Radio, we are local music. Cribs Hitter there from Going Soft. That's their 2022 album. She Barely Loves Me. I love this band so much. They're playing the Burr Oak on Saturday, January 28th with Free Dirt. That's at the Burr Oak on Saturday the 28th. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker and Jimmy K here. Terry Barr will be here shortly. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in the Madison area: Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. You can also shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Get your tomato pie right now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Still to come tonight, After August, Blame It on Kane later. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology is coming up next. We're going to talk about the weather. Right now, brand new music from Work is Ignition on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Work and Ignition. They have a show coming up on Friday, February 3rd at Lineman's River West Inn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rocker's favorite venue in Milwaukee.
Lineman's, Jimmy. Jim Lineman owns Lineman's. They've been around forever.
Say that again.
Lineman's.
Yeah, there you go. Lineman's. Love Work. They were just on the show last week. If you want to hear that archive, you can head to Max Inc. Radio page on the civicmedia.us website. Check out all the archives there. And a special shout out to Casey from Work. What's Casey's last? I forget Casey's last name, but
James.
Well, Casey James, but Seymour. Casey Seymour, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But a special shout out to Casey for giving us a shout out on the Rippeology page in a post referencing to that Scott Rippey is going to join us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. That's pretty fancy stuff right there. On the phone with us right now is Scott Rippey from Rippeology. Scott, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on tonight. To kind of give a little background here, Rippeology is a page on Facebook followed by 20,000 people, by the way. And you're an amateur...
Today, by the way.
Say that again.
21 as of an hour ago.
21,000?
Yes.
You're killing it, brother. And it's all about weather. And you're an amateur meteorologist. And this page kind of puts a twist, a fun twist, on weather. Talk about the page and how the background or how your inspiration came to make this webpage.
It's, you know, I've been interested in weather my entire life since I was a kid. I think when I was 6 years old, my grandmother gave me a weather book for Christmas, and it just got me like totally fascinated with everything. And then I was the geek, you know, growing up who like watched the Weather Channel for like hours and hours on end every day. And so just on my personal Facebook page, for the longest time, you know, I would like, you know, I would put out weather forecasts and do, what I would call Rippeology 101, you know, like little meteorology lessons and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine, convinced me to start a fan page, 4 years ago next month, actually. And so I did. And it's grown, and there's, I mean, you know, if you don't like swear words and things like that, you probably shouldn't follow Rippeology, but...
well, that's the fun part about the page. It's kind of tagged as foul weather and accurate AF. And that's the part is cool, because you're an amateur meteorologist. You're not a professional. So how do you make your forecast or your prediction so accurate?
Well, I mean, you know, I do the same thing that every other weather forecaster in the world does, right? You know, you're watching weather models and atmospheric conditions and things like that. But it's all open to some like level of interpretation. And so everybody interprets differently, and being an amateur and being somebody who doesn't, you know, my life and my career does not depend on, you know, I mean, you guys know how weather forecasters they're like deathly afraid of being wrong. And I don't care if I'm wrong. I just, you know, I just, you know, sort of say what I see.
So basically, and, you're saying you're right 40% of 70% of the time. Well, that's what all weathercasters are, right?
Actually, 28%.
He's crunching the numbers.
I'm doing the math here.
There's another radio show here, The Devil's Advocates. They have a strict policy of no math on the radio. Oh, yeah, I know. We almost crossed the line there, dude. Hey, Scott, you're an old radio guy, too. Tell us about your past FCC violations.
So I never got the letter. I never got the letter from the FCC. I was in radio fresh out of college. I had intended on doing television out of college. My father was a... was a news anchor and news director in Milwaukee. And so I wanted to do television, and I got to college, and I was really excited. I had my first meeting with my advisor, and I said, and he said, "Tell me your dreams. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be the next Peter Jennings." And he looked at me with this scrunched up face, and he said, "I think you have a face for radio."
Nothing like the loving words from parents, right?
Oh my God! And I mean, I was crushed, but you know, but as soon as I got out of, you know, as soon as I left Carroll College, I went into radio, and did, you know, copywriting and commercial production, and you know, pulled some weekend air shifts and things like that. And,
yeah. Did you get excited when you?
I seriously was a walking FCC violation, but never got the letter.
Did you get like super excited when it came time to read the forecast on air?
I did. You know, yeah. you know when we were doing you know, when I was doing overnights at Q106 in Madison, it would, you know, at 3:35. This is 100 years ago, right? The weather would actually print off a printer in a back room. It was, you know, like a wire service, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a dot matrix.
Right. And that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And so at like 3:35 in the morning when I'm doing overnight, I'm like, oh, the weather's coming. And, you know, you could hear it going in the back of the room.
Hilarious. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology here. Rippeyology's on Facebook. It's a weather page, accurate AF forecast, but foul weather. Let's talk about SWAs. This is a common conversation on your page, Scott. Well, let's call them shoddy weather apps for the radio here. Right. What's the deal with the weather apps, and why are you attacking them?
So there are two reasons. Number one, the shoddy, that's really good on your part, by the way, shoddy weather apps. Number one, there are no humans involved in the making of those forecasts. What the weather apps do is they take they combine a number of different weather models together to provide a forecast.
I gotcha.
And what they generally do is, since all those apps are free and they are advertiser supported, and what they really want is, I mean, it's 100% clickbait. Mm. So what they will do is, of the models, the weather models that they see, they will pull in the most exaggerated forecast possible, the most extreme forecast possible. So when we had our officially in the city of Madison, we had 1.7 inches of snow on Thursday, AccuWeather and weather.com were calling for 6 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
And they were pulling in that most exaggerated forecast on purpose, because that creates traffic. They report that traffic to their advertisers.
Yeah.
And they say,
okay, gotcha.
You know, so look at all the people who are clicking through to our really crappy forecast.
Real quick, would you recommend an app? Is there an app out there that you would recommend?
There are two things. Number one, use your local TV station apps.
Hmm.
So, you know, in Madison, WKW, WNBC, or WISC, NBC 15, use those first. And then if you want another app that also combines radar and things like that, I'd go to OneWeather.com. Hmm. OneWeather is a pretty decent app that... that does a very good job of aggregating weather models.
So I use WeatherBug. What do you think of WeatherBug?
Delete.
That's an SWA rocker. Get it off your phone now.
Oh, no, I'm infected with SWA.
Hey, we're running a little Yeah, get rid of it. We're running a little low on time here, Scott. Well, let me ask you this. There is a low-pressure system building, and it's getting a little strong, and I think it's going to produce a sequel of the movie Twister. What are your thoughts on this?
Are you talking about the one down south coming up Tuesday?
No, the movie sequel, Twister. Did you watch the original Twister?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of
like
this sequel?
84 times.
Yeah, the sequel, obviously, it's not triggering any emotion here, is it?
So this movie coming up, the sequel to Twister, I think is going to be fantastic just because of the special effects. So, yeah I would, I'm looking forward to that.
There is a storm on the way. I guess a cyclone or a polar vortex. That's what it is, right? Like Wednesday, Thursday this week?
No, not this week. I think, about 10 days ahead, polar vortex, I think, is when the North Pole starts to warm and pushes the cold air down south. I think let's watch in about the 10-day area for a real good blast of cold in Wisconsin.
Scott, I love your page, and I encourage everybody to follow it. And I really appreciate your time today. It's Rippyology on Facebook. Are you anywhere else? Do you got any other social channels?
No, hell, I can just manage this one.
especially with all the questions. When's the storm going to hit on my street?
Right, exactly. Yeah. People say, okay, exactly. How many inches am I going to get? I'm like, oh, well, where are you?
Right, exactly. You know? Do me one favor, please. If any time you see a vortex or a tornado heading toward 3500 University Avenue, Madison, on a Saturday night, give us a heads up, and so we can, hide somewhere.
Go in the basement.
Yeah, go in the basement. We got a basement here. That's right. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you. I'm playing this song for you. This is the Material Boys covering Madonna, Like a Virgin, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Whoa, whoa. Material Boys, Like a Virgin, from the Madonna. I love that on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Scott Rippey for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Well, looking forward to the next conversation we have. Coming up next hour, we have a double dip of Jason Vargas and the Apollos to kick off the hour, plus a playment on Kane. They're going to actually play a couple live songs for us. Looking forward to that. And we'll have details about the $1 million advertising campaign that's coming up here that you can get your piece of. Looking forward to that. Right now, brand new music here from Jackson Taylor. He's from Green Bay, and he has a show happening at Narrow Bridge Plate on Thursday, January 26th on Max Inc. Radio.
Girl, you could bet you were on my mind. The way you said my name, jumped in my Chevy, we were ready for a dirt road ride. There was a tailgate dropping and a sunset popping and a few kisses headed your way. Nothing could ever hold a candle to the way you made me feel that day. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep painting pictures. Remember that night, it was me and you, and I told you I think I love you. We lit the fire at the cabin in the woods, took a walk around the lake. That night ended on the front porch kissing as the sun went down. That's what got this whole fire started, and I ain't letting it go. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep painting pictures. Sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other, we keep painting pictures. You keep painting pictures. First time we met, girl, you could bet you were on my mind.
Every time.
was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I'll never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.